Hi everybody, I'm Jonas Termansen. Today I'm going to be talking about OS test. I've been measuring POSIX on every single operating system that I can get my hands on. So I'm Jonas. Previously I worked at Google for 8 years. I did release engineering, testing and supply chain security for the Dart programming language. These days I'm working full-time on the Sortix operating system, and I've gotten funding to work on OS test that I'm going to be talking about today. So Sortix is my operating system. You saw the most chaotic boot ever. And I've implemented about 90% of POSIX in Sortix according to the data that I'm going to be sharing today. Sortix is a fully self-hosting and installable operating system. I'm aiming for server side as the primary use case. So it's actually running its own infrastructure on sortix.org. It's building itself every night, and everything is just done natively, including this presentation. So did you know there's a new POSIX 2024 standard? So they didn't release a new standard for 8 years, and finally, they pushed out a new standard with exciting new features like ASPrintf, NGN.h, and just other quality of life things. Unfortunately, the official changelog is just really, really incomplete. So I did a blog post about that a few years ago, where I actually found out what's actually new in the standard. And the big problem is that there's no official test suite for POSIX. There is one that is proprietary, but you can't really just go and use it yourself. It's a bit out of date, but I'm hearing that it's actually being updated to the latest version now, which is really nice. But we still need something that can benefit all of the open source systems. So the good news is that my friends at NLNet Foundation, they were willing to fund this work. So that's what I'm going to be presenting today. So my plan is to have 100% coverage of POSIX, going top to bottom. So the first idea is to have a lot of generated tests where I use the actual standard, and then make sure there's a test for every single function, every single declaration, and then I move on to actually invoking every function in a handwritten manner with hello world inputs. And then finally I go on to write a lot of low-level detailed test suites for every single area, such that at every time we have ever increasing detail, but there's always 100% coverage. If you have ever read the POSIX standard, you'll realize it's actually almost code. It says things like the time header shall declare the TM structure, which shall include at least the following members. There's a lot of sentences like that, and they're all over POSIX. So I passed POSIX with regular expressions. Yeah, with HTML. And a lot of regular expressions, and a lot of special cases, and a lot of insanity, and it's the worst code ever. And guess what? It works. So I was able to output machine-readable API files for POSIX, one line per definition, which says essentially, this declaration must exist. It must have these allowed types. It could be a function, maybe it's a macro. There's a lot of different requirements. Some of these are in option groups in POSIX. There's different namespace rules. It's all in there. And it's machine readable, which means I can generate tests. So I generated 4,000 tests. For instance, here you can see to check whether clock get time exists, I assign it to a function pointer with the right type. And the assignment is only allowed by GCC if it actually has the right parameters. So not just any function is allowed, only one with the correct compatible types. And likewise, I could do the same with struct members and so on. And in doing so, I found a lot of missing features. And then I went on to do the same thing with the namespace, because I could do things in the opposite direction, where I pre-process the system headers, and then I just figure out, oh, here's a list of everything that's defined in those headers, and then I can come check with the factual list of what POSIX allows under the different feature macros. And in doing so, I find a lot of namespace pollution, and it's everywhere, even on glibc, especially due to the new POSIX standard, which shuffled a few things around. But just because the functions exist, that doesn't mean they work. So a lot of functions in practice, it turns out, they just return enosis, eInval, or they're just plain buggy in practice. And it turns out there's 1188 functions in POSIX, so this is what happens when you invoke all of them. That's my YouTube video. But for instance, if I just give strlen on foo, I'd get free out. And I do the same with every single function. Some of them require a lot of complicated setup, others are super simple. And it actually turns out that a lot of functions are stopped in practice, but now I have the data on that. And then finally, the final phase is to write a lot of detailed test reads. So far I've written a bunch of stuff on I/O, malloc processes, pseudo terminals, signals, and UDP, and so on. And when you start poking at these interfaces in depth, you find bugs instantly. It turns out if there's a sentence in POSIX, some system forgot to read that sentence, and they're going to have a bug. Especially if you look at the stuff that most people actually don't use in practice. So the next step was to make a laboratory with every single POSIX OS. All I need is the ability to SSH into the machine, run tar to copy stuff over, make to run it, SSH to execute scripts, and CC, of course, to run the compilations. I have all of these operating systems. If you have any operating system that's proprietary and is not listed here, please do get in touch because I want it. I want to test everything. So I ran the test everywhere, and now I have a data problem because I found more bugs than I can possibly report anywhere. 75,000 data points, and yeah. So even my website scripts crashed, so I had to rewrite everything. So this is the website as it looks now. It's a lot of data, but it's meant to be actionable. If you have an operating system, you will have a column, and you can click all the red boxes to explore the different results. So on the front page, it will show aggregate values and percentages, and you can click things that are not 100%, and then go in and see what is missing. So this is how different operating systems compare on POSIX, going from left to right in terms of how well they actually do. And you can see that Minix is actually the worst POSIX system. No surprise, Linux is actually the best. But there's a lot of really interesting stuff in here, like OmniOS is doing extremely well. AIX is actually the best proprietary system, which is very faithfully strict POSIX 2008. So, yeah. I don't think anybody else has done this before. So I did the same with a new version of the standard to diff the differences. The red bar here is how well they're doing on the new standard. And you can see Minix, which unfortunately is abandoned, they also function very well as a time capsule to show that some of the historical systems, they just happen to have some of the new stuff because de facto stuff got standardized. Meanwhile, my Sortix system actually implements 90% of the new POSIX standard in the editions. So if you want to try those out, my system is actually the best one to do it on. So here's some of the bugs that I found. For instance, on Dragonfly BSD, there's a few functions that had wrong parameters in the types. This would probably not matter if you invoke the functions in practice, but if you make a function pointer to these system calls, that's going to blow up when there's an API mismatch. As in terms of runtime bugs, I found a lot of that stuff too. So for instance, if you make an alternate signal stack and execute a new program, well, POSIX says that when you execute a new program, the alternate signal stack is reset. But it turns out that Dragonfly, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, they actually preserve a bit because they forgot to read the sentence in POSIX that says reset this state. And that means after execute, well, that process might be in an unstable state if a signal happens. Here's another really cool graph. So I've been doing this for 6 months now, and I've been measuring POSIX compliance over time. And most systems in that timescale have not done much, so they're just basically horizontal lines, and I omitted most of them. But there's a signal in every graph here. So you can see OpenBSD and FreeBSD, they actually have a bunch of recent improvements on the latest releases. But the most interesting thing is the hobby operating systems, the upcoming systems. For instance, my Sortix system in blue here has been increasing steadily, And then my friends from Anagram in yellow have overtaken me, which is just annoying. So we are having a friendly rivalry, and Redux is also just accelerating. So this is measuring how my project is improving stuff. And this is the dev random room where everything is off topic, but I want it to be on topic. I can tell you that dev random exists everywhere. This is portable. So, yeah. So my idea is to have enough useful data to have a critical mass. I can't just go and publish thousands upon thousands of bug reports because I don't have time for that. And you know how it is, you end up filing a bug and then you have to debate everybody about it and say, I am right and you are wrong. But now, because all of the data is just published, it's self-service. People can come and just fix their bugs. And I could just keep writing tests. So in the end, OS tests will just make every system slightly better. An OS test is a community project. So if you want to know some portability data, like if you have a .c file and you want to know if that works everywhere, then just send it to me. I'll just run that .c file everywhere. And if I find anything interesting, it's a test case. So we are using it in the continuous integration for Sortix, Managam, Redux, and hopefully more systems. I heard a rumor that Apple might also be looking at it, which is incredible because that's a POSIX system that's not so well. So in the end, I'm hoping that we can make new quality POSIX systems and improve the existing ones. So what's the best POSIX system? It's Mozzle libc on the Linux kernel. No doubt about it, but a lot of them are really close to getting up there. So if people go and fix a few feature macros and a few small things here and there, glibc can probably beat it. And if you want to try out the latest POSIX 2024 features, then Sortix actually has 90% of them. So thank you. I'm Jonas, and yeah. And of course, this presentation was done on Sortix. Any questions?
Hello. Thanks for the amazing presentation. I just want to ask, have you noticed like development accelerating for these OSs live and like a graph, so to say, from OSs? I'm in the Managam development team, so to say, and we have definitely been trying to use this a lot to try and beat Linux at their own game, so to say. But I was wondering if you saw in other OS groups or other development things, just basically seeing development live, so to say, when you add tests.
Yeah, so the question is whether I've seen a signal in other systems that have been increasing over time. And Managam, Sortix, and Redux is the primary ones, but when I started doing OS tests a few years back in the original form before the major work, OpenBSD did find it, and they did improve a bunch of stuff. I did also contact the Mozzle and glibc communities, and they've been using my blog post and so on to actually improve their systems. I also know that Bionic libc has also been using these blog posts, so I think it's just a matter of time before I see more stuff in the data, but over time I will be tracking everything, so I can come back next year and say, yeah, POSIX 24 is now complete everywhere.
Is there like a certain criteria to can any operating system just be sent over and just get tested to you? Or like, how does that work?
Yeah, I had the slide which basically said that essentially you just need tar make an sh plus of course a compiler. Ideally I want to be able to SSH into systems so I can do things automatically in a lab. And ideally, that there's some kind of experience for being able to install and upgrade the system. So those are the minimum requirements. But some of the upcoming systems, they have just found ways to execute it otherwise. And then I'm just able to pull the data down from the CI, even though I'm not able to automate the execution.
What are the difficulties of implementing the new POSIX thing? Is it because there are lots of things, some functionalities that are complicated to implement?
Yeah, so the question is, what's the difficulties of implementing POSIX? Partially, there's just a lot of it. And without a public test suite, it's really hard to know how well you're doing. Oftentimes, you just port some piece of software, you see what compilation errors you get, and then you fix those compilation errors. And then at runtime, you see what system calls are failing, and you implement those. But you don't really have a coherent big picture about it. And that's what OSTEST helps you with. It's just knowing how well you're doing, how far you've come, and then there's just a ton of corner cases that you have to do, but that's the life of implementing operating system. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonas, again.